A jury has made four recommendations to the provincial director of the BC Corrections Branch following an inquest into the death of Alexander Charles Joseph, an inmate who died while being transported. Joseph, 36, died in a BC Corrections Branch vehicle on Highway 97 while being transported from Prince George to Maple Ridge. Lynn Blenkinsop, presiding coroner, and a five-person jury heard evidence from witnesses under oath to determine the facts of his death during the inquest, which was held in Prince George between August 9 to 13. The jury heard testimony establishing that Joseph ingested fentanyl and methamphetamine in the van shortly after leaving Prince George. The other prisoners in the van testified that Joseph became unresponsive and they tried to alert the corrections officers of an emergency by banging and shouting. The corrections officers said they were alerted to an emergency when they saw the prisoners making strange motions on the video monitors. They stopped near 100 Mile House to seek assistance from an RCMP officer who happened to be pulled over on the side of the road. The RCMP officer, correction staff and two passers-by with medical training then performed CPR on Joseph until paramedics arrived and he was pronounced dead at the scene. After hearing all of the facts surrounding Joseph's death during the four-day inquest, the jury then had the opportunity to make recommendations aimed at preventing deaths under similar circumstances. The findings in the verdict confirm Joseph died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl and methamphetamine on Highway 97 near Quesnel in the late morning on October 4, 2018. As no one is on trial during a coroner's inquest, the jury cannot make any findings of legal responsibility or express any conclusion of law. After deliberation, the jury came back with four recommendations to the provincial director of the BC Corrections Branch to review procedures to ensure that 20-minute video checks are logged for each inmate being transported. That when prisoners are being transported, physical wellness checks be undertaken at a safe location at least hourly. Prepare plans for potential emergency situations that could occur during transportation of prisoners and conduct drills on a periodic basis to ensure those plans are adequate. To consider adapting the transportation vehicles in a manner that would provide a safe and more comfortable environment for inmates. The jury also recommended the chief coroner of the BC Coroner's Service consider giving updated information regarding the coroner's inquest process for family and support workers. The BC Coroner's Service investigates over 5,000 deaths annually. Of that number, less than 1% of those deaths are reviewed at an inquest. On average, there are approximately 8 to 14 inquests per year.